Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Add the IRS to the list of federal agencies investigating the Adams administration. Gotham is reporting the tax agency and federal prosecutors are looking into NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban and other police brass. This is said to be a new probe and not linked to the FBI raids at the home of top Adams aides earlier this week. Gotham is quoting an anonymous law enforcement source saying the Fed served warrants to Caban and other police officials and also a member of Caban's family. Other media reports say the investigation is centered around whether the commissioner's brother, James Caban, a consultant for nightclubs, was paid to get them favorable police treatment. No comment so far from the IRS. While Caban's electronics were seized at his home searched on Thursday, there's been no accusation of wrongdoing. Several city council members across the political spectrum, though, have called for the commissioner to resign. NYPD says they are fully cooperating. A similar statement from schools chancellor David Banks. He was one of at least four top deputies to the mayor whose electronics were seized in home searched this week by federal authorities. Councilwoman Gail Brewer told 1010 Winds she hasn't seen anything like this in a long time.
What's the equivalent? I mean, the only one I could think of was when Donald Manus committed suicide under Ed Koch, which you may not remember. That was the Parking Violations Bureau, and something similar. It was a domino effect.
Pix 11's Dan Manarino asked His Honor about the matter.
Do you have full confidence in all of them that they can continue in their roles with this swirling around?
Yes, I do.
Adams says he is not aware of any wrongdoing or misgivings from his team, and they will continue to cooperate. No charges have been filed, and authorities have not confirmed any specific targets of the investigations. Tensions between the NYPD and City Press Corps also rising, with two reporters losing access Thursday. New York Post and New York Times Police Bureau Chiefs Tina Moore and Maria Kramer reportedly told they were being punished for contacting police unions and trying to get interviews. Move came as another Post reporter said a top police official berated him when he called to ask about the federal probe. Moore reportedly escorted out of one police plaza, but has since been allowed back. Kramer reportedly banned until next month. No direct comment from the NYPD on the moves. There's word of a chilling terror plot against Jewish New Yorkers. Federal authorities arrested a Pakistani man in Canada they say was planning a mass shooting on October 7th.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said 20-year-old Mohammed Shazeb Khan was attempting to travel to the U.S. to carry out a terrorist attack and murder as many Jewish people as possible in support of ISIS. He was arrested earlier this week, 12 miles from the U.S. border. The complaint said Khan began posting his support for the terror group in November of last year and told two undercover agents about his plan, allegedly boasting that New York is the perfect target because it has the largest Jewish population in America. Law enforcement sources say Khan's intentions appeared to be aspirational because he asked the undercover agents to acquire AR-style assault rifles, ammunition, and other equipment for his attack, including some good hunting knives. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The former president got a delay in his sentencing hearing in the hush money case yesterday.
Donald Trump was set to return to a Manhattan courtroom September 18th to be sentenced in his criminal trial, where he was convicted of 34 counts of business fraud. But the presidential election and the Supreme Court's decision granting a president wide latitude for a claim of immunity changed the landscape. Judge Juan Merchan presided over the months-long trial. He took those factors into consideration in postponing the sentencing and scheduling it after the election. He set a date for November 26th. If necessary, he says, he must first rule on a defense motion to throw out the case. He calls the circumstance a matter that stands alone, a unique place in the nation's history. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Sure, Labor Day was Monday, but today is Labor Day Parade Day. The City Central Labor Council is organizing. President Vincent Alvarez telling 1010 Winds.
The theme this year is all workers, many, many voices, one fight. And I think it really just underscores the unity among New York City workers and union members. And it highlights our shared commitment to advocating for better conditions and treatment for all workers.
Parade steps off at 44th and 5th at 10. Well, you can now go to a corn maze without leaving the city. The Corn Fest grand opening is today at the Queens County Farm Museum. It is the city's only corn maze. Executive Director David Hughes telling 1010 Winds.
The actual maze itself is a interactive puzzle. There will be clues. Visitors will actually be challenged to actually make their way through this labyrinth.
The maze is open Fridays through Sundays and Columbus Day Monday through October 26th. Oh, and speaking of events, Blood Manor's coming back. The 10,000-square-foot haunted house returns to Manhattan for its 21st year. They'll have a cast of actors, state-of-the-art special effects, and more, all to scare your socks off. And speaking of socks, don't wear white or expensive ones or anything else that might be light-colored or expensive. They say you could get dirty. Blood Manor opens September 28th at 359 Broadway and runs every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until November 3rd. There's a creep stealing high-end watches from New Yorkers in their 70s and 80s on the Upper East Side, and police want your help finding them. There were at least three incidents last month. Every time, the guy comes up behind the person, grabs the watch off their wrist, and just runs off. The watches included a Rolex and a $20,000 gold Abel piece. None of the victims seriously hurt. Police have released photos of the suspect. Urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.